Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jones and Keith coming up at 10, and then we are on our way north to Rockport. Pregame tonight for the road show tomorrow is at my place by the sea, and $10 from every single Absolute Ocean Spray cocktail that you purchase goes to help the Porter family of Rockport, who we are raising money for this evening. And then tomorrow morning, we are at the Beauport Hotel, roadshow number 7, and can't wait to see you there as Gloucester gets ready to get St. Peter's Fiesta underway.
Mm. You know, I always look for the golden nuggets in every interview that we do.
I
find them all the time. They're there. You just have to listen to what people say.
Yeah. You have to use that thing that people use on the beach, the metal detector.
You might have to, but you got to really listen to what some of the things they said. And I gained a little bit of Craig Breslow as a little bit of respect. I'm no Stan like Adam Jones. But when Curtis asked that question about firing the guy.
Did you say gain?
Gained, yes.
Holy. Gained respect.
Yeah, gained a little respect. I said, okay, okay, you might be standing 10 toes down. When Curtis asked that question, and he went on to say about a year, he said it was like a year and a half of kind of this dysfunction of what's going on. I get it, what he did to that person or whoever by firing him, because I know this. There are a lot more smarter people out there that always tell me this. Great empires, great franchises, great societies are always brought down because there are too many people that want to buck the system because they feel like they've been there for a long time. So if you're not buying into what Craig Breslow's saying, and you're talking ish behind his back, and he's like, hey, maybe we should do this, and you're one of, and these people are so annoying, the one person is always like, what if we did this? What if we did that? This guy's a stiff. We really doing it this way?
That's why Scheim doesn't go to meetings, right? Is because of those people.
The buck the system guy.
Yes.
And I liken it to you a little bit, Greg. When you came over, the buck the system people. Mm-hmm. If you have people like that, at the end of the day, it ain't going to work. Because sooner or later, it's going to be like, wait a second. Here's my vision of how I want to do things. Oh, and by the way you've been doing them has been awful.
Yeah.
You stunk for the past 3-4 years.
That 978 texter says, obscure reference, the scene in Moneyball where the scouts are sitting around and you got the old ones and the new ones and there's no meeting of the minds.
No, because the older ones are always like, here's how it works. Here's how we do things. I give Bill Belichick credit, and this is why I give him credit, and this is where I think, you know, as a GM, you have to be. You have to put people around you that are on and believe in your philosophy on how you want to do things. And the ones that might have a little hesitation, as long as they're willing to say, okay, all right, how can that work? How can I help? Maybe I don't agree with everything, but there's still the positive people in that room that say, okay, what about this? That I could tell when he brought up a year or a year and a half, I could tell he was dealing with a lot of those people that were like, you know, this guy doesn't know what he's doing.
And no one's going to talk about him calling him a stiff in front of the rest of the company again. I can guarantee you that. Like, he made a statement with that one.
Right.
But here's my issue, Wiggs. So you're standing, if you're Craig Breslow, on the shoulders of these scouts that are the players that they signed, they found, they brought in prior to your arrival.
Yes.
And now you're beaming about the best farm system in baseball, Baseball America. We have these incredible assets.
Right.
That you had nothing to do with.
Right.
Craig Breslow didn't hire the people that signed these guys.
No, I know that.
So he's saying and trumpeting the arrival of Roman Anthony as if it's his accomplishment, when the guy that actually brought him here is out of a job.
Well, the reason why the guy's out of the job is because he wanted to buck the system.
But what system? He brought in Roman Anthony.
No, the system.
What are you talking about?
Wakely is not. He's not a fan of system buckers.
No. See, I guess I gotta explain it to Curtis. Where
also this show was trying. I think you saw an example of it yesterday. We were trying to buck the system that has existed for 100 years in Gloucester when it comes to the greasy pole.
Right. We were trying to do that. But I guess maybe when I got to explain to him what buck the system means.
I know exactly what it means.
It means
not going in the same direction.
Yeah, it means somebody, exactly, not going in. So right. When I say buck the system,
let's say it again.
Craig Breslow's philosophy is this. Uh-huh. And then that person goes, I don't like that direction you're going in, Craig. And feels like I've been here for X amount of years, and I'm going to let you know that you're an effing stiff, or I'm going to let other people know behind your back.
I think one of Belichick's greatest strengths was how things were. If you helped him win, he would tolerate a lot. He didn't care about the social medias, all that stuff. That Bill Belichick had people around him that weren't, when he was very successful, that weren't his best friends, but were diligent, hardworking people that worked bigger, longer hours than anybody else, that were fully and steadfastly, singularly focused on winning. That was what mattered, not about any of the other stuff.
No, but they were all his guys. They were his guys.
Well, Pioli is the son-in-law of Bill Parcells.
Yeah, but Pioli was in New York with me and the Jets.
Right, he was a Parcells guy.
Yeah, but he was a helper there. So he took those guys. But remember,
his biggest enemy was Bill Parcells at the time.
No.
And he hired the guy's son-in-law.
His enemy was not necessarily Parcells. He didn't want Parcells looming over him in New York.
Parcells and Belichick's breakup. In the late 90s, early 2000s.
Curtis, I was there in New York when the breakup happened.
Right. He quit on a napkin.
Yeah, Bill Belichick did not want Bill Parcells looming over him and getting in the way of maybe some of the decisions that Bill wanted to make for the football team, and Parcells going, wait a second.
He wanted him to get out of from under the shadow of Bill Parcells.
And by doing that, but he also took guys that he built relationships with and that he trusted. And some of those guys were Scott Pioli. Some of those guys that he had relationships that he built with were, you know, whether it's the Romeo Crennels or it's the Charlie Weisses. These are guys that he built relationships with and he trusted, where Breslow's like, I'm trying to build relationships with these guys and they're going behind my back.
Right. That's why he is in favor of bringing in robots to replace all human beings.
You want to know the big takeaway quickly before we get to Hill Notes?
Yes.
Craig Breslow has job for life for John Henry. He is never going anywhere. If it's not even a question to me anymore. Like, based the way he answered your question about buy or sell at the end of the interview.
Yeah.
And you said, can you promise that you will buy something to that effect? Right. And he's like, we will improve the team. It's like he just doesn't even.
Can't say the word buy.
No. Right. No.
He does not want to say the word buy.
He is fluent in John Henry.
All right. Let's get the Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show, and we will be right back after this break.
Listen, pay the bills.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. I guess we could go to some sort of a pay-for-broadcast model.
Mm. Ooh, Patreon.
No commercials. You just pay to be a member and listen that way. That'd be the other way we could do it. Otherwise, the content is free to you.
Right.
You just have to patronize our sponsors. Go ahead.
Curtis, you're such a moron. Nobody is saying, go owner, save your money. We just live in reality. We know that they're not going to spend the money, so they have to be responsible with it. Get a clue.
Oh, okay. Well, then stop buying tickets.
Well, he made it sound like they were going to be biased.
No. He did not. Improving.
No, he didn't. He wouldn't say the word buy.
He said, well, you know, when you
it's
have.
It's like how Fonzie could never say the word sorry.
Yes.
He can't say the word buy.
Topical.
It's not allowed to say that. Nobody over there is allowed to say the word buy or spend.
Hey, guys. Forget a doctor. The Red Sox need to hire a computer engineer. John Henry needs to pay whatever it costs to run a full diagnostics test on Theo Epstein and figure out what software he currently runs on. And then they need to upload that software into Craig Breslow. And if Craig Breslow isn't compatible with that software, he needs to go.
We talked about it early this morning. I would do whatever it takes to get Theo more involved in the baseball operation. Craig Breslow would not object to that. The two of them are.
I don't know.
What?
That's his mentor. But it becomes more chefs in the kitchen.
When it comes to radio, your radio mentor was Pebbles. Would you?
Yes, she was.
Would you object to Pebbles coming back in some kind
strongly
of
strongly object, Your Honor? I strongly object.
Maybe I would bring her in for some kind of an advisory role or something.
Now, then I guess what? I would probably be one of those guys that's bucking the system. I'd be all like, you know,
objection.
Courtney in the back, like, Greg is such an effing stiff.
The one thing I wish Greg heard was the full story Courtney and I got driving home from dinner in Florida.
Oh, about Pebbles?
Oh, yes. My God. Boy, I am on Team
Snakes
Wiggy.
In the grass. Be careful.
No love lost there, I'll tell you.
No, be careful when you get bit by
Wiggy
a venomous.
Screwed.
Yeah.
Oh,
did he?
Hands down.
Yeah.
No Vaseline, neither.
Oh,
jeez.
What is going on with the show this morning? First, Curtis says designator hitter. Greg says David Van Halen. Ugh.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't get that. I got a text about it.
Yeah.
I
didn't call it out.
There's
though.
Two. Yeah. What would you call out?
Well, because people were texting me saying that it was not the person that.
No, but I knew what Greg was saying.
You didn't get it either.
No.
Yes.
That's the comedy. Yes.
Yeah.
There's Dave Van Halen or there's
Sammy Van Halen. Yes.
You don't know that. No. Yeah. A couple lead singers of Van Halen. Yeah. So, yes.
It is I, bald white man of privilege, from Southie, with a huge ego. I am here demanding the resignation of one Alex Cora, for he does not live up to my royal standards. He has not gone by 4 p.m. today. I refuse to eat my Ovaltine or pay my Neiman Marcus charge, and I will only leave my dwelling to respond to my mentor, Ken.
I like it.
Ovaltine. Curtis feels strongly about Alex Cora reaching the end, I think, from the organization's perspective. That's what you think should happen. So,
LOL.
So Wiggy wants $200 just to pay out $500 and then wants $80 in interest. Does that math make math?
No,
I want my $380 in interest, $20 a day juice. For the days, and it was, 19 days where she didn't pay me.
Yeah.
Oh,
so the days are adding on. That's $20 a day, so it's more than that.
Your days are adding up, let me tell you.
Jackson here. Shine, if you want disco, you got it.
We want shine. We want...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Shine. We want Shine's a new recruit. We want Shine. We want Shine. We want Shine's a new recruit. But Shine's a ray of water.
Shine very into the disco genre of late. So don't be surprised if you see him doing the Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. Saturday Night Fever, the hand gestures as he's walking down the street.
Pointing to the sky.
In a white suit, like John Travolta.
Get some bell bottoms.
The Winnipesaukee Road Show will be known as the record number of dumbbells.
Can't wait for it.
Yeah.
So next week, hoping the weather is going to cooperate. Looks like it's going to be okay, I think.
Jeez.
And so we can't wait to get up there and see you in New Hampshire next week.
Hey, guys. Please tell me that was a paid actor, Tom from Gloucester, and not some fake wannabe gangster representing the mean streets of Gloucester. Come on.
Nope. Yeah. That's a real guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I assume we're going to meet him tomorrow. I can't wait.
Yeah.
He's very into it. Very, very into the tradition of the greasy pole. And who are we to expect that they would alter the way they have executed a long-term tradition for a long period of time.
Yeah, Greg, I'm really into LARPing. It doesn't make me look like a not a boob.
Yeah, but this thing has gone back to the early 1900s, and they said it was a 19th century when the Sicilians came over.
But
yeah.
They've let other people cut the line before.
I don't know.
You got to be a special person.
Yeah. Sure, I'm special.
I mean, listen, maybe we can make nice with Tom tomorrow morning, the chief poll watcher. Is that his title?
I think so.
maybe we can maybe make nice with him and get Shime up there next year.
Right.
Maybe.
What do you think he says about sprinter Chris Robinson's poll? I mean, if you're the chief poll watcher, right?
I don't.
They'd have to buy a lot of that slippery stuff to cover it.
I don't know.
Curtis, you are a lingering fart, numbnuts.
It's hurtful.
I do not agree.
After hearing dumbest of the day, this is what I think about England.
Well, guy may lose his job as a law enforcement officer.
Well, six inches is relatively close.
What? Oh, I thought we were back to the
pole. Somebody's face?
Yes. Yeah, I guess it's like pull my finger and it's like
seven
dominated
is nuts,
the world.
Though.
What do they call it? Crop dusting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that works, but if you literally.
What do they call it?
If you're getting on the table and getting 6 inches in front of your face.
Somebody just left that as a
That's font. It. The whole entire hill note was that.
I love font sounds.
I love our audience.
Damn it, Shime. Why do you play the song that everybody knows? Play the song that nobody knows. Ugh.
Was that the Hootie song?
Yeah. It's a great
What's
song.
What's it called?
State Your Peace.
All right. That's Darius Rucker.
It's an unbelievable song.
Okay.
It's not known, but that don't you want to discover music that you don't know about?
No.
I don't know. When I play songs that you've never heard, you give me crap for playing
too
deep
cuts. Yeah, because
they're
not good songs. That song.
Oh, that's God. Jackson all day.
That's the clarification.
Yeah, you're being fraudulent, Greg. You attack Jackson
oh
if
my
he plays
God.
Old,
that's
not
the best
well-known.
Hootie song ever.
Wow.
Like last summer, they played that at Fenway. It was unbelievable.
Gotta love Hootie.
I might have you rejoin. Can we rejoin with the same artist twice in a show? I might have you rejoin.
Sure, show
that.
Man. You can do whatever you want.
May have you rejoin with that before we get out of here.
Good morning. The message is for Greg Hill. Greg, this is Dave Van Halen. Woo! Thanks, my friend. I've always wanted to be a Van Halen, and I heard you made me one this morning on the air. Attaboy! I wish they all could be Massachusetts girls! You all are frauds on that show. If Courtney made a mistake, you guys would have ripped her. Greg makes a mistake and no one touches it. Weak, weak. Particularly you, numbnuts.
I know what you were doing, though.
Yeah. I think most people did. Unfortunately, Dave's intellect level is not there to pick up on things.
That guy's a principal.
I mean, that's kind of scary.
I mean, that's it's like the greatest rivalry in all of music.
Yeah.
It's like, is it Dave Van Halen? I mean, some people go, you know, or Sammy Van Halen.
Or Sammy Van Halen. It's been a discussion for 40 years.
Yes.
I don't know where the dummy principal Dave has been.
And just so people understand the man's obsession with this show, he was on hold for an hour and hung up to make the point he then made and a hill note.
I will say I appreciate his constant support of me.
There you go, Corey.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Yeah. Oh, there were two, the Van Halen brothers were both in the band.
Yeah.
Do you know their names?
One was Eddie, right?
Correct. The great guitarist. Anybody know the other one?
No, I don't know the other one.
No? Nobody?
Wait, I'm sorry. I missed the question.
The other Van Halen. So there were two Van Halen brothers in Van Halen. You had Eddie and anybody?
Mm-mm.
I have no idea.
Wolfgang's the son, right?
Yes.
The son.
Yeah.
Alex. Puck. Alex. Yeah. The other Van Halen member in the band.
Did Courtney say jacked? That man has boobs. No wonder he's so protective over that pole.
Yeah, I didn't get that Courtney thing either.
I think she thought it was the other guy.
Yeah,
she
No. The guy, he... That photo didn't look exactly like the video I saw yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Him in movement, he's built.
Okay. All right.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right, Chime. Thank you. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you have to call Coleman.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.